me down. If you don't want me no more, baby, ain't no more use hanging around.
Doucette, Closer Walk with V, segueing into I Know, and that's from a wonderful CD called From Now On, Michael Doucette, ending up that little Cajun Zydeco set. We started with Joelle Saunier and Lake Arthur Special, Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys performed Bayou Noir, Back of Town, Two-Step in between Joelle and Doucette here on American Pastimes. Got some bluegrass queued up. Some classic Ralph Stanley, when he was joined by Ricky Skaggs and Keith Whitley back in the day.
Now, as we carry along, when you want to talk about good old time bluegrass picking, there's nobody in the world going to top this next gentleman right here. Give him your warmest welcome, Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys.
Going to be my Going to feed him on all that Eastern girl.
Friends, right now we'd like to introduce you to the gentleman picking the five-string banjo and singing all the tenor and some of the lead. Although I'm sure he needs no introduction here this evening or anywhere else for that matter. He's been traveling all over this country and the rest of the world for right close to 30 years now. And during that time, he's recorded better than 60 long play albums. I believe when it comes to the old-time, traditional, mountain style of picking and singing, it ain't another man alive can play and sing it the way he does. You know, on top of all the honors that he's achieved down through the years, about a month ago at the annual Memorial Bluegrass Festival we hold at the Stanley Brothers old home place at McClure, Virginia, he was awarded a Doctor of Arts degree from Lincoln Memorial University at Cumberland Gap, Tennessee. We're all real proud of that. I'd like for you folks to get together, make him feel real welcome here today, if you would. One half of the original Stanley Brothers and the one and only Dr. Ralph Stanley. How about it?
They did right. Said James. ring for your right hand. But I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. I've fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Young James A.D. for armed robbery. Shotgun blast hit his chest, left nothing inside. Come down Red Molly to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out. Nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Nortons and Indians and Greaves won't do. Ah, they don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. He reached for her hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I don't have any further use for these. I see angels on aerials in leather and chrome. Swooping down from
and Del McCoury from Del and the Boys following Ralph Stanley. We heard, of course, Del with the 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. That's a song that doesn't often go unrequested here on American Pastimes. And prior to Del, we heard Ralph Stanley from two selections from a two-CD set entitled Classic Stanley. We heard Pig in the Pan and Little Maggie Pretty Polly medley. Ralph with Ricky and Keith along on that ride. Here in American Pastimes, we've been underwritten this past hour by Chico Natural Foods, a member-owned co-op serving the community since 1973. Chico Natural Foods is a full-service co-op complete with a wide selection of organics, including produce, bulk foods, herbs, vitamins, and health and beauty aids. Open daily at 818 Main Street in downtown Chico. Their hours are 7:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. You can visit them online at chiconatural.com or call them up the old-fashioned way at 891-1713. And again, another underwriter this afternoon, Arttoberfest, Chico's month-long arts and cultural celebration. Once again, the Arttoberfest guide will be online at arttoberfest.net, and you can list your event for free by clicking on the contact tab. Advantage Insurance, the Chico News and Review, Affordable Automotive, and Bill Carter Realty are proud to support Arttoberfest in Chico. And this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. It's listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Todd Phillips from In the Pines, and that was In the Willow Garden. American Pastimes is being underwritten this hour, this upcoming 60-minute segment, by Chico Performances. And they'll be presenting the Beach Boys co-founder Brian Wilson and Al Jardine at Laxon Auditorium on Sunday, November 29th. And Wilson will be performing music from his long career, including Beach Boy favorites and, of course, number one hits. Tickets go on sale October 7th for Chico Performance members, and they're on sale to the general public on Monday, October 12th. For more information, check out chicoperformances.com or call them up at 898-6336. And another underwriter this afternoon, the Zeppelin Works, specializing in Volkswagens, BMW, Porsches, Audis, Volvo, and Mercedes since 1981. The Zeppelin Works is a full-service repair facility providing technical expertise for any European automotive problem or maintenance. And for more information, you can call them up at 893-0757 or check out zeppelinworks.com on the internet. And, you know, October 7th marks the birthday of union organizer and songwriter Joe Hill. And he was born back in 1879. And next month, November 19th, marks the 100th anniversary of his death by firing squad. He was an activist, union organizer for the Wobblies, IWW, International Workers of the World, and he is best known and has kind of reached legendary status because he was a musician. He played the piano. And during his career with the Wobblies, he became a prolific songwriter, creating lots of labor-inspired songs that were essentially parodies of popular tunes of the day. You know, his first, written in 1910, was Casey Jones' Union Scab, and that parodied the popular tune, The Ballad of Casey Jones. And he contributed many tunes to the Little Red Songbook, which is an important tool in the arsenal of union organizers throughout the country. And in 1913, he was accused and convicted of killing two men during a grocery store holdup. And although the evidence was very weak and his case became a cause célèbre, he still ended up facing the firing squad and met his maker, or whoever, wherever he was sent. That was on November 19th, 1915. And to mark the 100th anniversary of his death, we will be probably playing some music here on American Pastimes and on other Americana shows. But the event is spilling out into the community because on Thursday, November 19th, the actual 100th anniversary, there will be a special event honoring the life and music of Joe Hill, and it'll take place at the Blue Room Theater. That's above Collier's Hardware in downtown Chico, and the doors open at 6. Show begins at 7. A lot of local performers, a whole host, in fact, Mark McKinnon, Jim Williams, Tom Reed, David Longacre, boy, Lynn Brown, Gordy Oliger, Laurel Paulson Pierce, Mackenzie Zebley Howlett, and a few others. I think the list goes on and on. And if you need information about tickets, give Dave Gazzetti a call. His number is 532-0963. Or John Howlett, his number is 228-1018. But in the meantime, here's a set of music that was inspired by, not written by, but inspired by the life and the accomplishments of Joe Hill. We're going to listen to, starting off with Billy Bragg and doing a Phil Oakes composition called Joe Hill. Then we'll hear Joe's acolyte, Utah Phillips, our dearly departed friend and neighbor from Grass Valley. And he's going to be performing Joe Hill's Last Will. Mark Levy will perform his composition, Joe Hill's Ashes. And then we'll hear Cy Conn and his composition called Paper Heart, referencing the heart placed over Joe Hill's chest as he faced the firing squad. And then there'll be a poem thrown in there, a wonderful poem by Kenneth Patchen. It's going to be recited by union activist and songwriter Joe Glazer, and that's called Joe Hill Listens to the Prayer. And then we'll wrap it up with probably one of the most well-known songs about Joe Hill, the Earl Robinson composition. We'll hear Earl sing Joe Hill, and that's the song that everyone became aware of when Joan Baez sang it at the Woodstock Music and Art Festival. So let's start off with Billy Bragg.
Mm-hmm. some work to do. And the Statue of Liberty waved him by as Joe came sailing through Joe Hill. As Joe came sailing through. Oh, his clothes were coarse and his hopes were high as he headed for the promised land. And it took a few weeks on the out-of-work streets before he began to understand. Before he began to understand. Then he got hired by Bowery Bar, sweeping up in a saloon. As his rag would sail over the barroom rail, it sounded like he whistled on a tune. You could almost hear him whistling on a tune. And Joe rolled on from job to job, the docks to the railroad line. And no matter how hungry and had that look, in his letters he was always doing fine. In his letters he was always doing fine. And the years went by like sun going down, slowly turned the page. And when Joe looked back at Swift upon his tracks, he had nothing to show but his age. He had nothing to show but his age. So he headed out to the California shore, but there things were just as bad. So he joined the industrial works of the world, cause the union was the only friend he had. Oh, the union was the only friend he had. And the strikes were bloody and the strikes were black, as hard as they were long. In the dark of night, Joe would stay awake and write. In the morning he would wake them with a song. In the morning he would wake them with a song. And he wrote his words to the tunes of the day, to be passed along the union line. And the strikes were lit and the songs were spread, and Joe Hill was always on the line. And Joe Hill was always on the line. There was hardly a clue to be found. Yeah, the proof was poor, but the sheriff was sure that Joe was the killer of the crime. That Joe was the killer of the crime. Joe raised his hands, but they shot him down. He had nothing but guilt to give. It's a doctor I need, but they left him to bleed. And he made it cause he had the will to live. He made it cause he had the will to live. And the trial was set in a building of wood, and there a killer would be named. And the days weighed more than cold copper ore, cause he feared that he was being framed. Cause he feared that he was being framed. Now strange are the ways of the Western Lord, and strange are the ways of fate. For the government crawled to the mine owner's call, and the judge was appointed by the state. The judge was appointed by the state. Now Utah justice can be had, but not for a union man. And as Joe was warned by some early morn, there'd be one less singer in the band. There'd be one less singer in the band. Oh, William Spry was Governor Spry, and a life was his to hold. On the last appeal fell the governor's tear. May the Lord have mercy on your soul, Joe Hill. May the Lord have mercy on your soul.
Now President Wilson held up the date, but even he would fail. For nobody heard the soul-searching words of the man in the Salt Lake City jail. Of the man in the Salt Lake City jail. Now for 36 years he lived out his days, and he more than played his part. For the songs that he made, he was carefully paid by a rifle bullet buried in his heart. By a rifle bullet buried in his heart. Yes, they lined Joe Hill up against the wall and blindfolded his eyes. It's the life of a rebel that I chose to live. It's the life of a rebel that I died. It's the life of a rebel that I died. In time in the cell, he wrote to his friends and his wishes, they were vain. My body can't be found in this battle Utah ground, so they laid him on a fast departing train. Yeah, they laid him on a fast departing train. And the rebel rode to Chicago town. There were 30,000 people to mourn. And just about the time that Joe Lane died, a legend was just being born. And a legend was just being born.
There's one thing that's characteristic of the labor movement. It is that we never forget our heroes, we don't lose track of them, and they continue to teach us through their songs and through their lives, through the things that they said. Over in the little town of Galway, Sweden, there a man was born, a working class family. He learned to speak English working on the freighters going between his native Sweden and England. And then, before the turn of the century, he joined his brother, and they migrated to the United States like so many others. He worked as a dockhand, as a machinist, as a harvest stiff, all the way across the country to San Pedro, California. In Sweden, his name was Joel Emanuel Hegeland. In this country, he shortened that to Joseph Hillstrom. And then finally, his fellow workers turned it into Joe Hill. And Joe Hill, well, he was executed November 19th, 1915 in the state of Utah, where I'm from, for writing songs. He wrote songs to help people to define their problems and hopefully help them to define their solutions. Cost him his life, and we're still here, so we owe him something, you know. So we sing about him. Joe wrote to, when he was in prison in Utah, he wrote to Big Bill Haywood, Secretary Treasurer of the Industrial Workers of the World. He said, "Dear Bill, I die like a true rebel. Don't mourn for me, but organize." Then he said, "Bill, I want you to promise me that if they kill me, that you take my body over the border into Wyoming, because I don't want to get caught dead in Utah." Being from Utah, I know there's lots of us to feel that way. Some people say that Joe Hill's last true and authentic words, reporters anyway, say the last thing they ever heard come out of his mouth was the words, ready, aim, fire, as he delivered the order for his execution to the firing squad. The night before his execution, he passed a small note out through the bars of his prison cell there at the old Sugar House prison. And that was his last will. My will is easy to decide, for there is nothing to divide. My kin don't need to fuss and moan. Moss does not cling to a rolling stone. My body? Ah, if I could choose, I would to ashes it reduce, and let some merry breezes blow them to where some flowers grow. Perhaps some fading flower then would take root and bloom again. This is my last and final will. Good luck to all of you. Joe Hill.
I'll sing of Joseph Hillstrom, better known as old Joe Hill. Murdered by a firing squad, shot but never killed. His will said that his ashes be strewn across the land, so flowers that refuse to die will rise up strong and stand. We sing his songs to fan the flames and talk about him much. The ashes of this rebel voice are still too hot to touch. Joe's corpse lay in Chicago, where 30,000 marched. They flew the wobbly banner high above the throng it arched. The workers sang and cheered his name, they did not eulogize. They honored Joe Hill's last request, don't mourn, organize. Then the Union took Joe's body, which then they did cremate. His ashes stuffed in envelopes and mailed to every state. Except, of course, to Utah. For Joe had clearly said, don't leave me here in Utah, there I wouldn't be caught dead. We sing his songs to fan the flames and talk about him much. The ashes of this rebel voice are still too hot to touch. Then someone in the mailroom discovered what was up. The postmaster was summoned, the mailing to disrupt. An envelope tore open in the canceling machine. Was just Joe's way of saying automation is obscene. With patriotic fervor, that postmaster was seized. He treated that poor envelope as if it was diseased. He said, I won't deliver such subversive mail. So for a while, Joe had to wait in some dead letter file. We sing his songs to fan the flames and talk about him much. The ashes of this rebel voice are still too hot to touch. At long last, the post office sent Joe's ashes to D.C. to the archives like an artifact of ancient history. The Wobblies in Chicago asked that he be sent home. They wouldn't see him cataloged down in that catacomb. So Joe's back with the Wobblies, and thus concludes my tale. But if there is a moral, I might say, don't trust the mail. We'll build that one big union before Joe's ash gets cold, and we'll bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old. We sing his songs to fan the flames and talk about him much. The ashes of this rebel voice are still too hot to touch. We sing his songs to fan the flames and talk about him much. The ashes of this rebel voice are still too hot to touch. The ashes of this rebel voice are still too hot to touch.
Thank you. people trying to keep from crying. There's always someone dying, but today's just not the same. There's a man shot dead in Utah with a paper heart pinned on him, framed up without pardon. I guess you know his name. Well, you say you saw him out last night, but I hear him every day. In the voices of the people, in the songs they sing and play. They framed him up and they shot him down. This whole wide world's his burying ground. But the songs of the working people are his marking stone. If heaven is one big union, I know that's where I'll find him. Playing cards with Big Bill Haywood, telling jokes with Mother Jones, Casey Jones and long-haired preachers, Mr. Block and Scissor Bill, sent to hell a-flying by songs no one can kill. Oh, you say you saw him out last night, but I hear him every day. In the voices of the people, in the songs they sing and play. They framed him up and they shot him down. This whole wide world's his burying ground. But the songs of the working people are his marking stone.
Look at the steady rifles, Joe. It's all over now. Murder. First degree, the jury said. It's too late now to go back. Listen, Joe. The chaplain is reading.
Lord Jesus Christ, who did so mercifully promise heaven to the thief that humbly confessed his injustice.
Throw back your head, Joe. Remember that song of yours we used to sing in jails all over these United States? Tell it to him. I'll introduce to you a man that is a credit to our red, white, and blue. His head is made of lumber and solid as a rock. He is a Christian father, and his name is Mr. Block. Remember, Joe, you take the cake. You make me ache. Tie a rock on your block and jump in the lake. Kindly do that for liberty's sake.
Behold me, I beseech thee, with the same eyes of mercy that...
On the other hand, we're drifting into jungles from Kansas to the coast, wrapped round brake beams on 1,000 freights. San Joaquin and Omaha brush under the wheels. God made the summer for the hobo and the bummer. We've been everywhere, seen everything. Winning the West for the good citizens, driving golden spikes into the UP, harvest hands, lumbermen drifting, now Iowa, now Oregon. God, how clean the sky, the lovely wine of coffee in a can. This land is our lover. How greenly beautiful her hair, her great pure breasts that are the Rockies on a day of mist and rain. We love this land of corn and cotton, Virginia and Ohio, sleeping on with our love, with our love. O burst of Alabama loveliness, sleeping on in the strength of our love, O Mississippi flowing through our nights, a giant mother.
Pardon, and in the end...
How green is her hair. How pure are her breasts. The little farms nuzzling into her flanks, drawing forth life, big rich life under the deep chant of her skies and rivers. But we're drifting into trouble from Kansas to the coast, clapped into the stinking rot of country jails and clubbed by dicks and cops because we didn't give a damn. Remember, Joe? How little we cared and how we sang the nights away in their filthy jails, and how when we got wind of a guy called Marx, we sang less, just talked and talked. Blanket stiffs we were, but we could talk. They couldn't jail us for that. But they did. Remember, Joe?
Of my life be strengthened.
One big union. Our convention in Chi, the red cards, leaflets, sleeping in the parks, the bold mish, wobblies now, cheering the guys that spoke our lingo, singing down the others. Hear that train blow, boys. Hear that train blow.
Now confessing my crimes, I may obtain
millions of stars, Joe, millions of miles. Remember Vincent St. John and the Goldfield strike? The timid little squirt with the funny voice getting onto the platform and slinging words at us that roll down our chins and into our hearts like boulders hell-bent down a mountainside. And Orchard, angel of peace, with a stick of dynamite in either hand. Pettibone and Moyer, the strike is your weapon. To hell with politics. Big Bill, remember him at Boise? Great red eye rolling like a lame bull through the furniture and men of the courtroom. This bastard, his honor. Hobo Convention. Millions of stars, Joe, millions of miles. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. His honor, the son of a bitch. One big strike, Lawrence, Mass. 23,000 strong from every neck of every woods in America. 23,000. Joe, remember? We don't need a leader. We'll fix things up among ourselves. Blackie Ford and Double Nose Sewer in Wheatland. IWWs don't destroy property. And they got life. I've counted the stars, boys, counted a million of these prison bars. San Diego, soapboxes, hundreds of them. And always their jail shutting out the sky, the clean rhythm of the wheels on a fast freight, disinfectant getting into the lung pit, spitting blood, but singing, Christ, how we sang. Remember the singing, Joe? One big union, one big
hope to be with thee.
What do they matter, Joe, these rifles? They can't reach the towns, the skies, the songs that now are part of more than any of us. We were the homeless, the drifters, but our songs had hair and blood on them. There are no soapboxes in the sky. We won't eat pie now or ever when we die. But Joe, we had something they didn't have. Our love for these states was real and deep.
To be with thee in heaven. Amen.
How steady are the rifles. We had slept naked on this earth on the coldest nights, listening to the words of a guy named Marx. Let them burn us, hang us, shoot us, Joe Hill. For at the last we had what it takes to make songs with.
Mm-hmm. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. In Salt Lake, Joe, by God, says I, him standing by my bed. They framed you on a murder charge, says Joe, but I ain't dead. Says Joe, but I ain't dead. The copper bosses shot you, Joe. They killed you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe, I didn't die. Says Joe, I didn't die. And standing there as big as life and smiling with his eyes, Joe says what they forgot to kill went on to organize, went on to organize. Joe Hill ain't dead, he says to me. Joe Hill ain't never died. Where working men are out on strike, Joe Hill is at their side. Joe Hill is at their side. From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where workers strike and organize, says he'll find Joe Hill. Says he'll find Joe Hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.
And that was Earl Robinson and his composition, Joe Hill, also known as I Dreamed I Saw Joe Hill Last Night, as made famous by Joan Baez. We started off that Joe Hill set with Billy Bragg and the Phil Oaks composition, Joe Hill. Utah Phillips stepped in with his recitation to music of Joe Hill's Last Will. And then Mark Levy stepped in and performed his own composition, Joe Hill's Ashes. Cy Conn performed his composition, Paper Heart. And we heard the poem recited by Joe Glazer, the Kenneth Patchen composition, Joe Hill Listens to the Praying, wrapping it up with Earl Robinson and Joe Hill here on American Pastimes. And stay tuned, because at 5 o'clock, it's Sea Change Radio, and at 5:30, I think we have Sierra Club Radio on tap here on your community radio station, FM 90.1 KZFR Chico and KZFR.org.
Tripping on down the mountain, tripping on down the mountainside, trail blazing, gotta get where we're going tonight.
Where they're going is the Chico Women's Club on Thursday, October 22nd, and you know who that is, the Brothers Comatose.
Time for breakfast, the snow's coming down, staring out the window in a cold and distant town.
One of Northern California's best party bands, the Brothers Comatose, at the Chico Women's Club, Thursday, October 22nd, for a KZFR benefit.
I'll never grow old, I'll never grow old, I'll never grow old, and me like it.
Backed by popular demand, the Brothers Comatose, Thursday, October 22nd. Chico Women's Club. It's a $20 ticket. Get them at kzfr.org and Chico Paper Company. It's another 25th anniversary concert. Thanks for supporting Community Radio 90.1 KZFR. And opening the show, Chico's own Clean Ocean.
Oh, yeah. And so hopefully we're raising a little bit of interest in the 100th anniversary of the execution of Joe Hill. On Thursday, November 19th at the Blue Room Theater, there will be a special event honoring his life and music. And for ticket information, call Dave Gazzetti at 532-0963. And in the meantime, here are the new Lost City Ramblers.
Morgan took his girl to see a play, and on the journey homeward they stopped into a cafe. As soon as they got seated, Liza grabbed the bill of fare. She called the waiter and she ordered, everything was there. Bill says, I know you're hungry, girl, and I don't like to squeal, but who do you suppose is going to pay for such a meal? You may have me pretty long, but you sure have got my initials wrong. My name is Morgan, but it ain't J.B. My name is Morgan, but it ain't J.B. You must think I own a railroad company. You may have known me pretty long, but you sure have got my initials wrong. My name is Morgan, but it ain't J.B. Bill Morgan married Liza, thinking he could change her ways. But what she did to William first, I'm most ashamed to say. Whenever she'd go shopping, she'd buy everything she'd see, and what she couldn't pay for, had it sent home COD. One day, six big delivery wagons backed up to Bill's door. They asked him to accept the goods while they went back for more. It didn't take Bill very long to grab his hat and coat. When Liza, she returned again, she found this little note. My name is Morgan, but it ain't J.P. There is no bank on Wall Street that belongs to me. You may have known me pretty long, but you sure have got my initials wrong. My name is Morgan, but it ain't J.P. But it ain't J.P. There is no Texas oil well that belongs to me. You may have known me pretty long, but you sure have got my initials wrong. My name is Morgan, but it ain't J.P.
desperate little man carried a gun every day. Well, he shot down a man on a West Virginia line. And they seen John Hardy getting away, poor boy. Seen John Hardy getting away. But they cornered John Hardy on a tombstone bridge. Thought that he was free. But a deputy sheriff came and called him by the arm. He said, Johnny, come and go with me, poor boy. Johnny, come and go with me. John Hardy had a mother and a father too, trying to go his bail. There was no bail out for the murdering man. They put old John Hardy back in jail, poor boy. Told John Hardy back in jail. John Hardy, he had a pretty little wife. The dress that she wore was blue. She ran to the jailhouse, she fell down on her knees. She said, Johnny, I've been true to you. Yes, I have. Johnny, I've been true to you. John Hardy stood inside his cell. The tears are rolling from his eyes. That I've been the death of many an honest man. Now I am going to die alone. Now I am going to die. Well, I've been to the east and I've been to the west. I've been this whole wide world round. I've been to the north. Then I've been way down south. Now take me to my hangman's ground alone. Take me to my hangman's ground.
Saloon. She didn't go to be gone long. Lord, she peeked through the keyhole of the doors, but Albert announced his arms. He was her man. Lord, he done her wrong. Frankie called to Albert. Lord, Albert said, I don't care. Boy, if you don't come, tell the woman you love, gonna haul you out of here. You was my man, and you're doing me wrong. Law, she shot him 3 or 4 times. Sam, draw back, got to smoke a log on. Let me see all Albert died. He was my man, yeah, but he done me wrong. Tell no story, he ain't gonna tell no lies. Lord Albert passed by an hour ago, and a girl called Alice cried. He was her man, said he'd done her wrong. Dark was the night, cold on the ground. Lord of last words, but for Frankie said, done little Albert down. He was my man, but he'd done me wrong.
out on the stand. They walk out side by side.
Lord, the judge says to Frankie, you're gonna be justified for killing a man.
Tarbox Ramblers with Down South Blues. We started that set with two from the new Lost City Ramblers, John Brown's Dream and Bill Morgan and His Gal. George Thorogood stepped in with his acoustic picking on John Hardy, and he was followed admirably by Rory Block with her rendition of Frankie and Johnny. We heard the Tarbox Ramblers wrapping up American Pastimes this afternoon. We've been underwritten this afternoon by Clark's Heating and Air, offering service, maintenance, repair, and installation for any heating or cooling needs. Clark's Heating and Air is a Rood Products Distributor and can help you determine the perfect system for your home or business. Clark's now services clients from I-5 and East, including Corning, Orland, and Yuba City. You can reach Clark's Heating and Air by calling 879-9032. Another underwriter, Karen Lemke. Karen is an experienced real estate professional specializing in residential property throughout Butte County. And she's a proud supporter of KZFR and encourages us and you to shop locally to keep our community strong. To reach Karen about buying or selling a home, call her at 924-0567. And let's wrap it up with our old buddy, Chet Adkins. And Chet's medley. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
Sea Change Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by Mary's Gone Crackers, manufacturers of award-winning gluten-free and certified organic and vegan crackers, pretzels, and cookies in their own dedicated gluten-free facility in Gridley, California. Their products are allergy-friendly and can be found in grocery and health food stores throughout the United States and Canada. More information at marysgonecrackers.com or call 888-258-1250.
This is Sea Change Radio, covering the shift to sustainability. I'm Alex Wise.
You know, the translation from quality tool to eating more healthily and more responsibly is pretty stark. And I found that people have come back and told me that it's been a life-changing experience.
Today on Sea Change Radio, I